This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. President Trump returns to the White House from Walter Reed Medical Center. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Monday night, hoping for a glimpse of the president as he departed for the White House after being treated for COVID-19. The president was seen by reporters only briefly.
Thank you very much, sir.
Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Meantime, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced Monday morning she has tested positive for the virus, adding her to a list that includes the president and first lady and several senior staff members. Mike Gracia, Washington.
AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on how the U.S. Supreme Court opened their new term Monday.
The Supreme Court began its new term Monday by remembering the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
Roberts, who continues to lead the court by telephone due to COVID-19, said the justices would hold a full memorial service for Ginsburg once they returned to the courtroom. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, COVID-19 infections have shut down the U.S. Senate, but the Senate Republicans say they will not delay confirmation of President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. They're even willing to make special arrangements so six senators can vote. Democrats are protesting but appear powerless to stop them. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he'll go to Capitol Hill in a moon suit to vote if he still has the virus. The push to put conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett on the high court before November 3rd is like nothing seen in U.S. history. This